Montezuma County will be hosting its first LGBTQ Pride this Saturday. Montezuma Pride has organized an all-day event, including a dance party and drag show at the Sunflower Theater in the evening. Two of Montezuma Pride's committee members are here. Chance Comiskey and Gina Lopez join me now. Welcome.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
So why now? What made the timing feel right to host it now?
Personally, I wasn't involved in the beginning, but I heard about it, and it was, I think this town is getting more open than it has been in the past years, but I think we still have a long way to go for that. And right now it'd be a great way to just get through the gate and help it proceed towards a more common goal.
This kind of initiated with conversations about where is Pride and where are some safe spaces and some supportive avenues for queer folks in our communities to come to, specifically our young adults and our teenage children. And how do we make that happen? And how do we bridge communities? So I'm from the Ute Mountain Tribe, and so we talked about the significance of that, so culturally and also in terms of bridging communities. So, yeah.
You bring up a good point. Something that I wanted to touch on is what goes into considering the comfort and the safety of people attending this?
So it's been a long, drawn-out strategic conversation that's been going on for about a year now. We've taken that into consideration. That was definitely the foundation of going forward and planning this event, is making sure that folks were safe, that they're being given a space where they can be their authentic selves, and that they do so with supportive folks around them, allies, as well as other queer community members, and hopefully opening the doors for folks who aren't comfortable yet to realize that their community does embrace inclusivity.
Pride events are not as common in rural conservative areas. Did you draw inspiration on how Pride is held in other rural conservative areas?
I don't know if we went to like other rural conservative areas. I know we went to one of our members, Precious. She threw a Pride in a smaller area, and we brought her in because we knew that she knew about throwing prides in these small towns. But a lot of our inspiration is coming from like Durango Pride, just because the 4CA is actually overshadowing us and helping us plan it. And we felt like they were a good place to go to since they've been doing this for so many years.
And just to clarify quick for our listeners, the 4CA is?
Four Corners Alliance for Diversity.
And I wanted to have you tell me a bit about the film that's going to be screening, Two Spirits. It's about a boy from Cortez, right, who was killed?
Correct. So Fred Martinez is the boy who was tragically killed in Cortez years back. It's been about 18, 19 years since that's happened, and not a whole lot of conversation about that incident and about what the significance of that, the ripple effect, right, of that crime, and how it impacted queer folks and trans folks specifically in being out and feeling safe. And I think that culturally, because Fred was a Native American, I think that it's important to bring that to our community, because we have that is part of our community here, is the Native American folks who also live in our region. It really was a tragedy that we hadn't continued that conversation, so we felt that it was due to have to continue that and remember and honor Fred's memory.
And that leads well to my final question. How do you see this Saturday setting up the future of Montezuma Pride in the county?
I think throwing this Pride in Montezuma County is going to show a lot of people here that it does exist. There are LGBTQ people in Montezuma County, because a lot of people I know, my family personally, they don't think that it's like a big issue. It's not, it doesn't exist. They're just little stones that don't really matter. And I think showing that we are here, we are coming out, people are proud to be who they are, is going to allow a lot of younger people to also decide that they're proud to be who they are and not be pushed around by this community itself.
And I think it's also important for relatives and allies of LGBTQ folks like myself who come out and show that support and make sure that a tragedy like what happened with Fred doesn't happen again. And if it does, that we're going to acknowledge that and go forward, because that's the only way to truly heal in this community.
Chance Comiskey and Gina Lopez are committee members for Montezuma Pride. It's an all-day event taking place Saturday, wrapping up with a dance party and drag show at the Sunflower Theater at 6 p.m. Tickets and more information are available at sunflowertheater.org. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.